Worst suicide note since Michael Foot or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's where we are, isn't it? That's where we are. But Labour got to Michael Foot in 4 years after Thatcher came to power. This has taken 9 years to get to this low. So who knows where we're going to go from here.
Happy Christmas, welcome to Edit Radio, Christmas edition. It's coming up to Christmas week in 2019. I'm here with, from his dark materials, Ben Smith and his demon, Paul Whitty.
Hello.
With that tonight to celebrate Christmas.
That's his own message.
So your demon has taken the form of a middle-aged man. What does that say about you, Ben?
I don't know. It says that you're somehow my soul personified.
Okay, that's unusual, Tom, but
Paul,
great
I
way
think
to start.
Paul,
yeah, sure.
You are all our consciences.
Okay.
Wrapped up in,
sure.
In a tracksuit top.
That feels unusual. Yeah.
So you wished
Happy
us
Christmas.
A Merry Christmas. It's hard to feel festive, isn't it, when it feels like Boris Johnson's taking a massive shit all over Christmas. You know, it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a sort of liberal lefty person these days, isn't it? Where you feel like most of the country's against you.
Yeah, yeah. You try to be non-judgmental, you try to think the best of people.
Yeah.
But actually, most people on this island are racist, homophobes,
<Hang on>.
Sexists. Ignorance. Clearly, we are in the minority, and this is what I've come to realise, and I think we should move on and break away.
Okay, what, form an independent free state?
Yeah, independent free state of Benson stroke Wallingford.
Yeah. Whilst the rest of Britain unleashes its potential.
Can't wait for that.
You know, he keeps saying they're going to, all the tourists keep saying we need to level up. This is the new phrase, isn't it? We're going to level up. Is that a sort of gaming reference?
I see.
Is it like this is a sort of RPG and we need to level up, and are they going to take it into metaphor? You two don't really game, do you? But
not
in RPGs,
really.
You have like skill trees and you level up, okay. And then you get skill points and you can add various different skills to your character.
Don't you get a kind of a sort of a chest with loads of amazing shit in it.
Well, that can happen. Yeah, yeah. You find loot.
Yeah, we need to loot up
the world. Yeah. Well, you get loot.
Oh, you get
and
loot.
That's part
right.
of, you know, I mean, it's intertwined with leveling up. But is that the metaphor they're employing? The tourist.
I don't know.
We've got to unleash.
It is a game.
Do you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of a kind of a garage extension. Right. When you've got a kind of concrete floor and you're doing a screed on the floor,
okay.
you're trying to level up. Maybe the original level floor levels are slightly higher, so you're just pouring more concrete on it. I think they want to just pour more concrete on stuff, Ben.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's what leveling up is actually about.
To hide the bodies.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Can I add a sort of yes. slightly more positive point to what you said?
Sorry,
there?
Was I a bit bleak?
Well, I think fundamentally people are okay and nice and
that is controversial, Ben.
Yeah, I'm doubting that now after that result.
You know, I don't know quite what's happened, but I'm trying to cling on to my overall and innate sense of optimism about the world and people and see this as just part of the journey of life and things will change and things will get better. I think people are inherently good. I think if you take your average person who sees someone else in trouble, their instinct is to help. I think we're all like that. Our instinct is to help, but politics twists that and turns it all nasty and we're sold these terribly convoluted and wrong messages and people lie and the narrative's got all twisted and messed up. And I don't think you can blame people. I think you can blame powerful forces at work and
I think you're
and
right,
social
Ben.
Media. And it's very, very difficult to know what to believe.
Does the
landscape's just utterly changed.
Does this
I
mean
think.
That you've chosen Circle of Life by Elton John as your choice?
Yes.
Good. It's the next
one. That's what I just kept thinking about that as you were talking. I thought
I was rambling on.
Ben, it's amazing. Even with that result of that general election, you still manage to see the best in people. You're such a good person. You are... Lyra, what's her name?
Balakwa?
I'm a bit obsessed with Dark Matters at the moment.
It's Dark Matters.
Ben Silver. It's whatever it's called. Dark Matters. That's another program, isn't it? That's a bit of Star Trek and a bit of...
Have you read the books? We're sort of shifting wildly all over the place,
aren't
we?
You're Ben Silvertongue, anyway.
Well, thank you. My demon is Paul Whitty.
Indeed.
He'll always be the demon.
The professor of Brooks University experimental
music. The beside-burned demon.
But I do. I think you have to try and remain optimistic, and that's the only way to stay sane, really. Because as a sort of lefty liberal type person that believes that society should be set up to protect the people most vulnerable and have a national health service and all those sorts of things, it is hard to stay positive when you see an awful election result like this.
I think staying a little bit drunk is quite a good policy as well, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five years.
Yeah.
Without sobriety.
Yeah. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. This is a long... We said we weren't going to...
Christmas buzz. Mince pies and everything, but there's going to be no Christmas jollies, is there?
He's harsh on our buzz, man.
Well, look, Paul's brought a Jarvis Cocker song here.
Yes, Paul. A lovely song.
A lovely song.
It's all about our dark overlords.
Okay.
What did you hear? Listen, natural order. Those most deserving will end up with the most. That the cream... cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, shit floats. If you thought things had changed, friend, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the fewest of words, cunts are still running. Cunts are still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, cunts are still running. perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest down the streets. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
It's not big and it's not clever, swearing, but it makes a strong point.
Makes a strong point, and it kind of, you know, it makes you feel a little bit happier.
Yes, it does. I'm much cheered up. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, no problem.
And Paul, you were saying that there's a move to get that to the Christmas number one spot, and I just looked that up, and it looks like it could happen.
Could happen. Yeah. I think it's been re-released as a single.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Don't think it was a single the first time around. It's from his 2006 solo album, I think, yeah.
Fat Kids, is that on that?
Fat Kids is on that.
Well?
Yeah. It's quite a...
I was killed by Fat Kids or something.
Fat Kids took my life.
I got the lyric wrong. So, yeah, feeling festive now?
Well, after that, yeah, quite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Never felt more Christmassy.
All you needed was some sleigh bells and we'd have been, you know, back in Winter Wonderland.
There's still time.
Yeah, sure.
Should I just play a song?
Is it the People Versus next?
It might be. It's something about Driftwood.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
People Versus. You were raving about these in our last monthly podcast.
I was, and I promised to bring their single with me, and I have it here
in my hands.
I went to their launch night about 2 weeks ago at the end of November in the Jericho Tavern in Oxford. Legendary Oxford live venue, and this band are just fantastic, and I'm going to play their track Like I'm Lonely / Driftwood, which is the first track of this 3-track EP. I keep saying the word track.
Yeah,
I've said the word track a lot.
Is that wrong?
I don't think so. I won't say the word track again because I think I've broken
it.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. But I will say this, that I've brought three songs tonight, and they're all quite folky, and this is the first of those.
Jiggery folkery.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Who are they called again?
The People Versus.
And which track is this?
this is called Like I'm Lonely / Driftwood, and this band are my tip for 2020.
Above you, unaffected by the breeze, you
So that's the People Versus. Now, I saw them at the Jericho Tavern, as I said. It's a small venue of, I don't know, 100, 150 or so people, that kind of thing. This was their EP launch. They'd had nothing released previously, but they the audience was full of people that absolutely loved it. And I was standing next to a couple of people that were singing along to every song, and they really, I think they're going to take off.
Bit of a buzz.
Yeah.
Remember when Stornoway had that bit of a buzz and they sort of just came up and didn't have a record out, but everyone had all the demos? And
sure.
That was great times.
Yeah.
Did it feel a bit like that again?
It does to me. I mean, they I think they've got the songs as well. They've got the songwriting chops and, they're great performers and the harmonies are there, the songwriting's there and the material's there. Yeah, they're great.
Isn't that always the best time, just when things are beginning to coalesce?
Yeah, it's quite exciting, isn't it?
And then once they're kind of fully formed, it's never as interesting somehow.
Yeah, it's the anticipation. And
it's like that whole thing about, you know, movies. They're never very interesting after the first 12 or 13 minutes, are they?
I thought it was just me, because I don't have a very long attention span.
No. It's always good at the beginning, because you don't know what's going to happen. And then once you start to establish where you are, who people are, what their trajectory is going to be in the narrative, it's all gone, really.
Well, I think that says a lot about you as a person / my demon, Paul.
Okay, sure, yeah. Yeah. So maybe you'll know something about that, Ben.
Well, yeah, because I thought that I was not of that opinion, but clearly I am somehow.
Yeah, that is interesting.
This is it. The demon allows you that sort of other side.
Yeah.
The id versus the ego, perhaps.
There is a great book by Italo Calvino, If on a Winter's Night, a Traveller.
Oh, yeah.
In which every other chapter is the first chapter of a different book.
Oh, nice. I'd be so confused.
Sounds like a T. Ronnie sketch.
So?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Talking of cultural reference points that have me confused.
Sure.
I went to see Our House, the school, Warning for the School production of the Madness musical on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Which a young Witty was quite the lead character.
Mm-hmm.
However, was there two stories going on at the same time?
Yes.
Like Sliding Doors?
It was exactly that, Tom. Yes. Right.
I didn't know what was happening.
I saw it twice. The first time I really didn't quite get to grips with what was happening.
The main character was sometimes dressed in white and sometimes dressed in black.
Yeah.
And he was like playing two parts.
Yeah, it kind of needed a sort of movie situation, really, didn't it?
It was
or a narrator,
voiceover.
Voiceover, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a bit of a narrator, but it turned out he was dead.
That's true, actually. Yeah, he was dead. Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Mm. So, is this an established musical, like from the West End or something?
It is a sort of West End musical with Madness songs,
Based on the songs of Madness. It's called Our House.
Yeah, about a kid growing
up
in Camden.
Never heard of it. Right, okay.
Does he go off the rails or doesn't he go off the rails? And you get shown
the two stories.
Of the coin. Mm.
Interesting.
It's like a parallel universe on Wallingford School all stage. And that's confusing enough just being there watching the play anyway.
And how was Witty Jr.?
He was he committed to the part, I think.
He was committed. Yeah, wow. Witty slightly less junior was in the band.
Yeah, doing strong work on the guitar. Tricky chords in those Madness songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
They like to modulate, don't they, Madness?
They do like to modulate. Well, it was all written by a keyboard player, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mike Barson.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell it's not music for guitars at all. No, it's all music.
It's E-flat.
It's music
E-flat.
For piano. It's always a descending bass line with different inversions of the chords going down, which is fine on, you know, on piano, but on guitar, it doesn't sit well. Yeah.
Wow.
How did we get here? Anyway, that was the Christmas show. Well done, anyone from Wonderful School listening. It was top hold.
Top hold, indeed.
5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 5-star review. Maybe I'll go and see this, or is it over? Is it finished?
I think it's over, isn't it?
It's finished now.
Next year.
I'm going to play a song now by an artist called R.W. Hedges. He's from out West London way, maybe either somewhere between London and Slough.
Can I just say it sounds a bit like an estate agent?
R.W. Hedges and Sons.
I don't want to jinx it.
Let me think of Benson and Hedges.
Anyway, listen to it first before you come up with the gags. R.W. Hedges, a song called Amber Room. I'm not sure if it's part of an album or what's happening, but it's just came out recently. It was very autumnal. Our friend Matt adds pedal steel guitar.
Very nice.
Okay.
That was not bad, sensational. I loved that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, very nice.
Utterly gorgeous.
Doesn't sound like a band of estate agents, does it, actually? Sounds like...
No, although we don't want to be prejudiced against estate agents, you know.
Some great musicians have worked in realty.
Exactly, yeah.
No, anyway, that's R.W. Hedges. I think it's lovely.
That's beautiful, yeah. Well,
autumnal feel to
it. Okay, well, I've headed straight to Bandcamp and I'm about to get a copy of that song, Amber Room.
He's purchasing now from Bandcamp. Feel free to go to Bandcamp, listeners, and buy R.W. Hedges' back catalogue of melancholy.
Very taken with that, I am. It's lovely. Proper nice.
So you play a Christmas song, get in the spirit of
I brought a Christmas song. Did you too?
We kicked off with a Christmas song underneath.
Sure. Oh, that's true.
The political diatribe.
Yeah.
Ill-informed rantings.
Yeah.
Before we play your Christmas song, Ben, tell us, how's Christmas shaping up? What's it going to look like the next 10 days or so?
For me personally?
For you personally, yeah. Let's get a flavour of your Christmas future.
It's like Good Morning TV, isn't it?
I shall be working until Friday.
Right. Good, good.
And then on Friday night...
Friday night?
No.
A few cans?
No, I'm playing a gig with a bunch of local chancers called Band of Hope.
Right. I forgot about that.
We're doing our special Christmas show, right, at Goring Unplugged?
Well, we'll air the Christmas song, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goring. Anyone in Goring this Friday night?
Come to the Village Hall and see Band of Hope.
You won't be able to hear us because we'll be unplugged, but, you know... Other than that,
we'd be very quiet.
Sorry.
Right. So working all week until Friday night.
Working until Friday, then out with the band Friday night.
We're on the lash after the gig.
Last minute Christmas shopping.
We'll tear it up around Goring.
Tearing it up in
Goring.
They've
got Budgens there, haven't they? No?
I'm not sure. No.
Co-op.
They've got a Budgens.
They've got a Co-op or a Budgens.
One of the two.
Anyway, sorry, I digress.
There's a small shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get some cans from Budgens and have a lash up down by the railway sidings.
Yeah.
In Goring.
Brilliant.
Might get
after the gig, post gig.
Should we get a teenth and skin up a doobie?
And then walk home.
It'd be wrong not to.
And then walk home, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Right, so that's Friday sorted.
That's Friday, so that sounds like Christmas is shaping up.
You're not really looking
to be
beyond Friday.
No, I mean, I suspect it's going to take me a few days to get over that. And then Christmas, like you said, Boris has
it's just ruined it for everyone.
Ruined Christmas, hasn't he? So, I don't know.
Well, let's listen to this Christmas song, so we can get a little bit more festive.
But this is the Staves.
The Staves? Oh,
the Staves, and this is their song Home Alone 2, which I think they released last Christmas.
Did it feature in the movie Home Alone 2?
It did not.
Right.
But it references the movie Home Alone.
Excellent.
I like the Staves. I sort of think of them as the British First Aid Kit.
Okay.
I don't know why. Nice. Okay. Probably some sort of lazy thinking on my part. Sort of female singers, harmonies, quite folky. But yeah, I like the Staves. And they wrote this song, which I feel is maybe destined for modern Christmas classic status.
Okay. Let's have a listen.
That's my verdict.
Thank you. saw you last Christmas Eve when I ruined everything. How strange, from lovers to friends. And I heard you on the radio and you played our favorite song. It's okay, I know. It's dark and it's shit, and I feel I'm getting older. Still I wonder, are you watching Home Alone 2? Are you watching Home Alone 2? 'Cause seven times erased. Crawled out from the pirate gate. This is the place I want to be. It's the place I'll fall. In a thread for me, no waste, nothing left that I don't need. Yours is the face I want to see. It's the place I want. Turn my back on this, though I never knew that I wanted it. I'll bend beneath my weight. I'm rock in my own kind of way. Straight and everything's clear.
There you go. That's Saint Saviour, featuring Badly Drawn Boy. And before that was The Saves. Pretty nice couple of tunes.
Love that.
Same. Nice couple of tracks, as
nice,
you like to say.
Nice to end with a bit of field recording as well.
Yeah, and some at the front as well.
Yeah.
Nice to hear some Badly Drawn Boy.
Yeah,
also.
So Saint Saviour is a singer-songwriter called Becky Jones from Stockton-on-Tees, home of one Chris Duffy, my brother-in-law, who put me onto that. She's been around doing music for quite a while. I think she was a singer with Groove Armada for a while. But that's, as you said, how did you describe that, Paul?
That's proper work, I think. Proper I said. Work. I mean, that doesn't come easy, that those vocal harmonies.
It's just lovely, isn't it?
That's
the arrangement's
really,
so sparse.
Yeah, the arrangement's beautiful, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that the new single?
That's the new single.
Hers? The Place I Want to Be.
That's it, The Place I Want to Be, yeah.
That was really rather special, I thought. Mm.
It's really good, Tom,
good. And The Staves before that, definitely a...
Yeah, beautiful.
Christmas.
Yes, Christmas classic.
Modern
that
Christmas
one.
Classic.
I mean, the best Christmas songs are sad, aren't they? I think.
Definitely.
And that is a sad song. Christmas is a sad time.
Yeah, like, what's that one by Wizard? It's quite a sad song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
I mean, that is the nightmare scenario, right?
That's the thinking of someone with mental health issues, isn't
that,
it?
That is one of the saddest songs I know.
That really is a sad song, yeah.
I mean, when I walk around the shops at Christmas time and I hear all those songs, it does genuinely make me feel sad.
Mm.
All that Slade and Wizard and Fairy Tale in New York and all those songs, it just sort of the crushing inevitability of it all. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Hey, should we sing a song?
Yeah, sure.
Should we try. We better make some preparations.
Okay, let's prepare.
Let's just set the scene here. Last month, we tried to investigate and unpackage what we'd done with XTC this last 12 months.
Yeah.
We had a go. We didn't do as much with XTC as we did with Dire Straits the previous year.
No. I think I did 2.5 covers.
I did two. I think you did 3 or 4.
No.
This year?
No. Yeah.
I think we've done 5 or 6.
I did none. Sorry.
So far.
But as I said, XTC, I feel way out of my depth. I don't really know anything about them.
So far, but right now is your chance to put it all straight.
Here's where I step into the spotlight.
So we just stop recording while we set things up, and then we'll have a go.
Let's get organised.
What are we going to do, Paul, then? Because we talked about doing their Christmas song.
Yeah, which was by the Three Wise Men, which is a thinly disguised XTC. Do you know what? It just did the classic Partridge thing. It starts off. It started off in the chord of G, I think.
Yeah,
actually,
it was actually playable.
But then by about 8 bars in, we're in D flat major. So you know, let's just not.
It was beyond us.
Let's not indulge that.
Okay, so we'll set up, and then when we come back, we'll do what?
The Disappointed.
Right.
Which I thought was appropriate for the circumstances.
I'll just press pause while you do your vocal exercises, Paul.
The Disappointed all shuffle round in circles. Their placards look the same, with a picture and a name of the ones who broke their hearts. The Disappointed all congregate at my house. Their voices sob with grief, and they want me to be chief of a tribe with broken hearts. Once I had no sympathy for those destroyed and thrown away by love. Seems your finger upon my finger signifies that I've become the spokesman of the Disappointed. Will bear me on their shoulders to a secret shadow land where a somber marching band plays a tune for broken hearts. And day grows darker now, everywhere, the Disappointed. United are coming in their millions. They're spilling from the bus as a monument to us, made of bits of broken hearts. Once I had no sympathy for those destroyed and thrown away by love. Seems the ring upon my finger signifies that I've become the spokesman of the disappointed. Are growing every second. They blot the sun to black at the bottom of the pack. I'm the king of broken hearts. They're disappointed. The disappointed. The disappointed. The disappointed.
Great work, people.
Sorry about the ending. Didn't know what to do in the last bit.
So you guys gonna cut it?
There we are. Well, we've done it. Who knows? Should we, while we pack these instruments away, should we listen to some other XTC? How they should do it. This isn't XTC, is it?
This is Dukes of Stratosphere. Okay. Yeah. This is You're My Drug.
Higher than the truth.
That was a bit of an XTC fest, yeah. Last couple of songs there. Well done, guys. Well played.
Well, we did listen back to a little bit of that, our XTC cover, and, I mean, who was that fucking idiot on the melodica?
No, he's gone now. I don't know who that was. Yeah.
What a prick.
Our first reaction was to ask Tom to remix it, to smooth off the edges somewhat.
See what I can do in the mix.
A lot of rough edges on that melodica.
Don't worry, that's beautiful. We just needed, should add some jingle bells on it as well. Yeah, make it a bit more Christmassy. But yeah. Hello?
He's back.
He's back.
Get out. Okay, he won't come back, don't worry.
Exceptional, thank you. So that was the Dukes of Stratosphere, which was their sort of psychedelic project, was
that's
it?
That's right, yeah.
Kind of listened back to favourite 60s bands and then emulated them somewhat. That one, I think, is a bit like The Birds, perhaps. It's kind of 8 Miles High or Rock and Roll Star. Or
I love the way they use the bass, is so prominent.
Do,
and the guiro is great on that as well. Was it produced by John Leckie, I think?
Was it?
I think the Stone Roses heard some of these tracks from the second Dukes album and decided they wanted him to work on
their debut.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not sure it's because of the songwriting, probably because of the sound of the instruments.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, we've got a couple more songs to play. What are you doing over there, Ben? You busy? You got texting someone? No, are you distracting me, Ben?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm buying that.
10 at night. Who are you? I'm texting.
He's trying to hire a hitman to get that.
None of your goddamn business. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm buying that Amber Room track by R.W. Hedges.
There you are.
This is how capitalism works, people.
Yeah, it's bought. The influence. Done it. Yeah.
The influence of podcasting. Mm. Before this is even on air, it's had an effect.
Yeah. Paid £1.20.
R.W. Hedges will be sending his children into private education on the strength of that.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Bandcamp payment.
£1.20 I just paid.
Yeah. That's how it all adds up. Do you want to know an interesting fact? I'll tell you this interesting fact.
If you want
to make a living as a songwriter, to earn minimum wage from Spotify, just Spotify, you would need to get 300,000 plays per month to earn minimum wage.
Minimum wage of a full-time job?
Yeah. As a songwriter.
Okay. 300,000 plays.
Per month to get whatever minimum wage is at the moment. That's going to go down, obviously, over the next 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know what I think about that. I can't give you a reaction of that's isn't good or bad lot? Or... It sounds like a lot of plays. Yeah.
Did you get a... I got a thing from Spotify today telling me how much time had been spent streaming my tracks.
What do you listen to most of all?
No, it's
your tracks you've got on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. That you've composed, right?
Yeah, it's not great. I think it's probably going to translate into about 0.72 pence.
So what's that, about 50,000 plays?
I don't know. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, what I'll say is this. I got a PPL payment today.
Hey.
£4.55.
No, come on.
See, there's money to be made
in
music.
Who says Britain's broken, hey?
Yeah. I know, £4.55.
I got a PRS statement last week. It wasn't too unhealthy, thanks to one song being used on a German TV ad or something.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, it's between £100 and £200.
That won't happen after Brexit.
For the last 6 months.
When Brexit comes, they will have no need of English music on German television.
No, that's true. Probably won't be able to collect money from Europe.
No, probably, that's true, yeah. They'll be able to use it for free.
That's what we owe them. So let's get back on the festive track.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We've got a John Bowden song or a John Spire song? Which one is it?
This is John Bowden, stalwart of English folk music.
Yes.
Spires and Bowden both. But he's done quite a lot of solo stuff.
Oui.
I don't know if they're still performing together, Spires and Bowden, the two Johns. But both John absolute heroes of English folk music.
John Spires
is
hanging out with our friend Jackie at the moment, doing a lot of work with Jackie.
That's true.
She's playing with him this Friday night somewhere.
Really?
Bristol,
nice. Okay.
Well, we're in Goring.
I know where I'd rather be. It's Bristol, in case there's any doubt. Goring. It's Goring. I meant Goring.
I thought you were going to Budgeons.
Yeah.
That's true,
night planned out afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We're getting a teenth and everything, aren't we? Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
I don't want to go down the railway side, because I might just hang around the Budgeons car park.
Yeah, that's much better.
Find the bins.
I'm not sure they've got a car park, Tom.
It's not that big.
Dorian's quite posh.
Anyway, sorry, going to hang out by the lock. John Bowden.
Yeah, John Bowden. So he's released an album last month called Rose in June. It's him and his band he calls the Revenant Kings.
You've got a signed copy.
Well, I ordered it on the straight. I mean, talk about capitalism. I think it popped up in my Instagram or something. I was browsing my phone and an advert popped up and I just bought it. You know, the algorithm. The algorithm spoke.
Yeah.
I bought it. Anyway, but I'm pleased I did because he's a, you know, he's a musician worth supporting, I would say. It's out on Hudson Records. He has done some traditional songs on it, some covers, some original stuff. This is a cover of Hounds of Love by Kate Bush. It's a rather lovely track.
Okay.
John Bowden.
Let's have a listen.
Child running in the night, afraid of what might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and what was following me. Oh, the hounds of love. I've always been a coward. I don't know what's good for me. But here I go, it's coming for me through the trees. Help me, someone, help me, please. Take my shoes off and throw them in the lake, and I'll be two steps on the water. I found a fox caught by dogs. I'm gonna take him in my arms. His little heart, it beats so fast, and I'm ashamed of running away. I've nothing real, but I just can't deal with this. I'm so ashamed to be here. All the hounds of love, feel your arms around me. I've always been a coward. I don't know what's good for me. Here I go, it's coming for me through the trees. Help me, someone, help me, please. Take my shoes off and throw them in the lake, and I'll be two steps on the water.
It's a great version.
It's very good, isn't it? And as I said, I don't quite know why, but I brought three very folky tracks tonight, and that concludes my trio of folky tracks. And I keep saying the word tracks, and it's tracks, driving me insane. Tracks, my tracks, brain is stuck in a track of saying tracks, and I'm very annoyed with myself.
Is that a problem?
Don't worry.
Maybe it's just nearly the end of the year and I need a break, and this is my mental collapse that you're all
I like your choice
now listening to.
There's a wintry
wistfulness. Yeah, a wintry wistfulness.
Christmassy, but a wintry feel to them.
Yes.
To the folky.
Yes.
Well, Kate Bush was very autumnal, wasn't she?
Autumnal. I'd agree with that, yeah.
I think.
Frosty.
Frosty.
Musically frosty.
I don't know.
Musically personally
frosty. I don't know.
Glacial. Personally.
I don't know where that word came from.
Summary. I don't know. But yeah, no, he's great, John Bowden. And
he signed your album that he sent you.
Well, he did. Yeah, as I was saying. I forgot to say, but I didn't request it to be so. It arrived in the post and his name had been scrawled.
I would
on
send
it.
That back, Ben. Yeah. That's kind of taking the shine off it for you. Someone's written their name on this.
Graffitied your CD.
Yeah. I think it's belonged to someone else before me. Could you
send
me a clean copy?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It says this CD belongs to John Bowden. Don't touch it.
But just going back to algorithms.
Okay. Yes.
Don't you feel compelled to disobey the algorithm?
Always. You don't know me, computer.
Yeah, I just feel compelled to disobey.
That's what they want you to think.
Mm. Yeah.
I often say to my computer, you don't know me.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 or 4 times a day I find myself saying, you don't know me, laptop. Usually it does, though. It's usually spot on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mm. I'm very... shallow.
I'm too tired to disobey the algorithm. Okay. I just buy what they tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all in the Matrix now.
Yeah. It's fine.
Right. Okay.
It's going to be hard. Hey, happy Christmas, everyone.
Meanwhile.
It's going to get better. Surely.
No, I guess so. Not. I mean, it's not necessarily easy to see that right now.
Drink, as you said earlier, Paul.
Yeah.
Drink your way through it.
Slightly drunk.
Yeah, slightly drunk for 5 years.
Get drunk and also be nice and do good things.
Be generous.
Be nice. Okay.
Yeah. Be kind.
Be generous and kind.
Yeah. That's a good message.
Yeah. To your fellow man. And don't buy shit you don't need.
Always stay in touch with your friends.
Stay in touch with your friends.
No matter what they tell you. You should always stay in touch with your friends.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a line myself now. This is a line of advice.
This is wise words from the Edit Radio. Mm. The three wise men. This is a regular spot, listeners.
Yeah,
three wise men offer life advice. So far...
every Wednesday, whatever.
Whenever it is.
Based on half-remembered lyrics.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that David Devant and his Spirit Wife song, which is all about... I can't remember what it is. I can't even remember now.
The Three Wise Men, the place for facts on Edit Radio.
Yeah. Anyway, something about humming along to half-remembered songs, something like that. Yeah, that's how you live your life.
Yeah, that's definitely how we present this podcast.
Yeah,
half-remembered facts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So Christmas wouldn't be Christmas on Edit Radio without Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, that's right.
And Paul, you've brought along a corker.
Yeah, you did mention that you felt Kate Bush was a little frosty, and obviously, what I wanted to do is bring along Mr. Frosty Man.
Right.
By Sufjan, but I definitely played that about five years ago.
Yeah. We don't like to repeat ourselves.
It's got a beautiful animated video of zombie Father Christmas, which is very nice. Or zombie snowmen, something like that. But anyway, this is Sister Winter.
Sister Winter.
And we've definitely played Tracy Thorne's version. Yeah.
Tracy Thorne's Christmas album is up there with the Phil Spector Christmas album.
Yeah.
And Sufjan Stevens' own recordings. And Low.
Yeah.
Santa's Coming Over. Is it that one we played? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that terrifying, low,
haunting me still
track.
But yeah, we're going with Sister Winter to finish this podcast.
I've remembered the line now from David Devant.
Oh,
making it up as you go along, humming a half-remembered song. That's the line.
That's what we're doing.
Anyway, yeah.
That's our philosophy here on Edit Radio.
Here it is, Brain Function Live. Observe the time between first thought of lyric and actual remembering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time lapse in action.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Well, we didn't ask you, Paul, what your plans are for Christmas. We know Ben's, and we're going to be with him on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be there on Friday. I'm going to Romford.
For Christmas? Christmas in
Christmas
Essex?
Christmas Day in Essex.
Good Lord.
Boxing Day, driving to Devon.
Right.
From Essex.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like a challenge.
I like a challenge, and it's also going to be great because there'll be three teenagers in the car. So it's going to be really, you know, chilled, listening to some nice tunes, no stress.
No arguments.
Yeah.
What service stations will you be frequenting?
Well, now it's a tragedy, really, because in the old days we'd have stopped at several little chefs on that route. we'd have cut down to Southampton and then gone along the coast.
Ah, really? Right.
Yeah, but it's probably just going to be Gordano, I think.
Well, that's all right, Gordano.
M4.
Yeah.
Ah. We'll probably just go M25. Oh, we might go down the M3, A303, which is the way I like to go.
Past Stonehenge.
Then we all sing the Kula Shaker song on the 303. Do you know that song? That's a lovely song. I always play that as we go down the 303.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. When you get to Stonehenge, you put a bit of...
We'll stop at Mia, which is where there used to be a little chef.
There used to be lots of little chefs.
Yeah, they're all gone now.
I know. Used to be on the A34, didn't
it? It's a slowly developing tragedy, yeah. They're all gone.
Are they all gone? I thought there were some left. Are they?
No.
They are demised.
This is a terribly sad podcast.
The demise of the little chef.
The demise of Little England.
The demise of England's potential.
The rise of Little England. Absolute trouble.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the demise of the little chef.
Those things are linked.
Yeah, I think you're right. Happier times when little chef was thriving. Jesus, let's go.
It's time to go.
This is depressing.
I'm now Googling Little Chef and I'm on the Wikipedia page and it's making me sad.
It is sad.
The chain were famous for their Olympic breakfast.
Were famous.
Were. Yeah. Past participle.
Mostly located on the roadside near A Roads, often paired with a travel lodge, motel and a petrol station. Yeah. Good pairing.
Good classic.
Plan. Classic. Yeah, classic.
Classic ensemble. Classic roadside ensemble, that is.
Wow, in the late 90s, there were 439 little chefs.
Oh, wow.
Those days have gone.
And it began to face decline in the early 2000s, mainly due to the chain expanding too fast. Mm. Yeah. Let's move on. Let's move away from Little Chef.
I think they partnered up with Burger King, and that was a big mistake.
Oh, never do that.
Yeah.
Never do that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But anyway.
Well, anyway.
We seem to have digressed a little bit.
It's Christmas time, and Sophia Stevens is here, and it's the last song for us, and we'll see you in 2020.
Yeah.
Ben. Whoa, breaking news.
Oh, hold on.
Breaking, stop press.
Whoa.
Stop press. Later in 2019, there was a registration of a new company called Little Chef Limited.
Come on.
In Liverpool on the 26th of April 2019, classified in, quotes, unlicensed restaurants and cafes, hinting a possible revival of the chain.
Guess who's back?
You heard it here first, folks.
Brilliant. Wow. That is great news.
Oh my God. Okay.
I feel like all the sadness has just left me.
Yeah.
I feel elated.
A glimmer of optimism for 2020.
A glimmer of hope.
We can enter the Yuletide with hope in our hearts.
Little this time next year, return. we could be tucking into an Olympic breakfast.
We could be podcasting from a little chef on the A34. On the,
yes. Let's do it. I'm going to take Ben Marwood with us.
Joy
to the world.
No one saw that happy ending coming, did they?
Peace on earth and joy to the world.
Wow. Little Chef
the second
has saved
coming
us.
Is on the horizon.
Just found a photo of a Little Chef breakfast from 2007. Sauteed potatoes.
The true spirit of Christmas is upon us.
Hang on, sauteed potatoes and a hash brown.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah,
you can't.
Got many varieties of the potato.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I remember that particular patina of the tables as well.
Yeah.
Patina or patina?
Patina.
You say patina, I say patina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel sad again now. No. I was briefly happy.
Come on, let's end now. Let's end. There was a moment of joy.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, one and all.
Happy Chef. I mean, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Little Chef.
Happy Christmas. That's it. Got it.
See you next year.
Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Ben.
Happy Christmas, all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my friends, I've begun to worry right where I should be grateful. I should be satisfied. Oh, my heart, I would clap and dance in place with my friends. I have so much pleasure to embrace, but my heart is returned to Sister Winter. But my heart is as cold as ice.
kissed your ankle, I kissed you through the night. All my gifts I gave, everything to you. Your strange imagination